People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
Garth Crooks has picked 17 strikers in his team of the week, and I, for one, agree with him.
100% passion.
I love football. I'd put my genitals in one if I could.
100% banter.
I spat at a fan through my car window. He won't be telling me I don't know the game again in a hurry.
6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter. Women can be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn!
A day in the life with Ian Five Ankles.
A day in the life with me.
An exclusive insight into Five Ankles. Only on Sports Horn.
I get up at 5 a.m. and do 10 press-ups before having a Robinson's fruit shoot. Having five a day has always been important to me.
Health.
Then I meet up with my mate Steve Bold and we hit the gym located in his garage. I'll eat a bowl of Cheerios while walking on the treadmill and another fruit shoot.
Family time.
Then I'll go home for lunch, which Denise has on the table at 10:30 sharp. A rotisserie chicken on a big stick, my favourite. I have a son called Abel Xavier Five Ankles, named after a footballer I admired, Abel Xavier. Unlike Abel Xavier, I didn't want my son. A mistake and a constant regret.
Quality time.
We'll have about 10 minutes quality time in the garden together, shooting things with a paintball gun. Abel's good at paintball. That's about the only thing he is good at.
Friends.
Next, I'll head back over to Steve Bold's and we'll get on with one of our hobbies over a fruit shoot.
Insect inspect.
At the moment, we love gluing insects that Bold has caught into a ring binder that he has. He catches them like a fly or a wasp, and then he flattens it with a small rolling pin, and then in it goes. We've inspected nearly 1,000 insects from your flies of this world, your midges, to your stag beetles.
Dinner.
Then dinner time. I cook once a week for my family. I'll usually chop up a bit of the rotisserie chicken from lunchtime and serve that with a fruit shoot.
Romance.
And then time for some quality time with Denise. We'll have a game of glow-in-the-dark West Ham Twister, and if the spinner lands correctly, sex. Followed by a fruit shoot.
A day in the life with Ian Five Ankles, only on Sports Horn.
And that was Ian Five Ankles, a day in the life with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles. Quite pleased with that, if I do say so myself.
I think you've come across really well.
Yeah, really. I do too. Yeah, I like the bit about me and Steve Bold.
I like the bit about you and your ex-wife, now current girlfriend, Denise, you horny old monster, having sex all the time.
Yeah, warts and all, Anthony. Warts and all. No, I'm not saying Denise has warts. Quite the opposite.
No.
She's unblemished. I cannot fault it.
Yeah.
The intimacy is world class, let me tell you.
Oh my gosh.
I have to say, I loved my glow in the dark West Ham Twister.
If you don't mind me saying so, Ian, and it's men's health, it's men's matters, it's men's hygiene, that Twister mat must absolutely stink by now.
You'd think, wouldn't you? But yeah, it's 100% wipeable, so it's not a problem. There's one thing that cannot be wiped, though, and that is my erotic memories.
100%.
Who else can say they've made love and pounded a Canio's head? Name me someone who can say that.
No.
And that's what makes it so special.
Nobody except you. Unless Paolo partook in a claustrophobic orgy, and we couldn't rule that out, of course, with Paolo Di Canio.
Yeah, it would be naive to rule that out, yeah. Anthony. You'd be foolish to. These Italian men, it's a different level of sex they have on the continent.
Oh, yeah.
They'd have 10 of themselves doing it in a broom cupboard.
A broom cupboard. Look away now, Ed the Duck. Gosh.
Syria.
Get PTSD.
But the Syria of the 90s,
yeah,
when it really was the best ruddy league in the world.
George Weah, Paolo Maldini going at it with Lola Ferrari, while journalist James Richardson watches it over a cup of cappuccino and the Corriere dello Sport.
Yeah.
That's the good times, isn't it?
Those were the days.
Those were the days. Now, Ian Five Ankles, you're not in the studio today. You're on top location.
I am, Anthony. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong.
Don't get me wrong. I've been a VIP at my fair share of corporate openings of this world.
Of this world.
But none as big as this.
Tell us where you are, Ian.
So, I'm in a field in Warwick, coincidentally the same field where they filmed the first series of Teletubbies.
Oh my word.
You remember the Teletubbies, Anthony?
How could I forget the Teletubbies? I don't think anyone could. A class show, and I say that as a Tots TV fan.
The baby in the sun.
Yeah.
Laughing. What a character.
Oh my god.
What a character. Flawless.
Fun fact, Ian, because of the time it takes light to travel, you're actually watching a baby in the sun laughing from 58 million years ago, and that's physics.
Wow.
That's the cosmos
for you. The wonders of the universe. It beggars belief.
So gone is the Teletubby set. That was destroyed by the farmer who owned this field. He hated the film set tourists trampling all over his land. He flooded it.
Correct, yep. He sold up, and in its place is a new landmark on the Warwickshire skyline, a brand new attraction. Welcome to Wes Brown's Big, Big Town.
Wes Brown's Big, Big Town.
I'm Wes Brown. Come visit my big, big town.
Yay! Wes Brown's Big, Big Town. Wow. Gosh, Wes Brown's Big, Big Town. I mean, it's a big, big deal for a big, big man in the big, big tourist division. You know, former Man United and England centre-back.
And Sunderland.
Wes Brown has unveiled his big, big town, and he's got big, big ideas. If you're in the area, come on down to that, because Ian Five Ankles is opening it. We've got to say, what's Wes Brown's links with Warwickshire? That's the question.
I think he's been here once to visit Gordon Strachan, who lives nearby, so I'm told. Other than that, it's a very favourable set of planning laws to build a big, big town.
And the local economy will reap the rewards. Tell us more about it, Ian. What is this big, big, big town?
Okay, so imagine a model village. Can you do that for me?
Yeah.
Now imagine the exact opposite.
A big village.
A big, big town.
A big, big town.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Town.
Village opposite a town. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything
right
here is going to be big, because that's Wes Brown through and through.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll feel like you're a borrower. All the houses will be the size of skyscrapers, with giant doorways and humongous furniture, which will, according to the leaflet, make you feel like a mouse.
What do you mean, will? I thought you were opening it today, Ian. That's the question.
Well, I'm opening phase one of the project. No humongous houses or big, big doorways to make you feel like a mouse or a borrower just yet.
So what is there now?
Phase one is a load of big, big chairs.
Big chairs. Big chairs. You're in a field full of big chairs.
Big chairs. Big chairs. Yeah. No. Not a field full of them. No. Six or seven chairs, but they're big, big. I must stress, they're absolutely massive.
They're massive.
They make me feel like a mouse or a borrower or something. They're towering above me. They are. It's remarkable. You have to be here. All surrounding a large bronze statue of Wes Brown himself. I'll be cutting the ribbon to pronounce it open in 5 minutes, so come on down. And legend has it that if you kiss the statue on the lips, it'll grant you a wish.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes.
It's just
like in the fairy tales.
Yep. So it's basically a fun day out for all the family. Come on down.
Is Wes Brown with you there, Ian? Can we have a word with Wes Brown, the man of the hour?
No, he's not here.
Okay, so hurry down to Wes Brown's big, big town and look at one of the seven or eight big chairs in the presence of Ian Five Ankles, but not Wes Brown.
Yeah, six or seven big, big chairs.
Let's take a few calls. Oh, this is an interesting one. Ex-Man United youth player Colin McKee is on the line. Hello there. Colin, you were one of the famous class of 92. Not one of the most famous, before a successful career in Scotland.
We were good. Best generation ever to play for United, or so we thought. That's until we saw Wes Brown. The first time I saw him, I wept. We all did. We stood in a circle and mourned our legacy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Will you come down to his big, big town, Colin?
Probably not, no.
Thank you, Colin. Thank you. Mick is in Hartford. Hello, Mick.
I just heard that bit where that weirdo Ian Five Ankles told us about his day.
Oh, yeah, class that. Yeah, class.
I'm stunned by how much of an arse it makes him sound. The bloke spends 5 hours a day with Steve Bold, makes his wife cook for him.
Ex-wife?
Yeah, ex-wife, Mick, ex-wife.
Which he uses the leftovers of to cook for them in the evening. What a wanker!
Okay, oh, language. All right, let's go to another caller. Lindsay is in Merrow. Hello, Lindsay.
That Five Ankles is awful. He hates his son. Says he's not wanted. Spends 10 minutes a day with him. What a dreadful man.
Oh, wow.
I do hate him. I do. And yet, I still play paintball in the garden with him 10 minutes every day. I mean, that's enough, isn't it?
I've told Mum's Net about you, you wanker.
Language. Come on, Lindsay. Let's go to the text. Let us know your thoughts on 75358. I can't read some of these. Ian, I thought you created a bit of a storm here, and I was not expecting this. I thought you spoke very well.
Yeah, I did.
I thought you came across excellently, but it appears the general public beg to differ. Well, I say that, but Clive is here to defend you. Hello, Clive.
Hi, Clive.
Wanker!
Oh, that's not what you told our producers, Clive. You said that he had some good points. Okay, well, Ian, your fun feature, Day in the Life, has created a bit of a backlash, so let's move on. Let's go to a little package we've prepared called If I Was Little, where famous ex-sports personalities tell us what they'd do if they was little.
If I was little.
I'm Gary O'Neill, and if I was little, I'd jump in a bowl of strawberry jelly and swim around in it, letting the cold dessert slap against my naked skin.
Dame Ellen MacArthur. If I went all little, I'd sail in a miniature boat in a paddling pool and then write a book about it.
I'm Brazilian striker Robinho. If I became small, I would put a saddle on a cat and ride it.
Oh, class player was Robinho. Let us know what you would do if you were to go all little. Text us on 75358.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
Right, next, this is on this big, big, big of days, we talk to the Vice President of Ideas at none other than UEFA. Thank you for joining us from Switzerland, Gerhard. Sorry, I can't read my producer's writing. Hammerdink. Gerhard Hammerdink, you've come up with a new European club competition.
Yes, I have.
No, Gerhard, I'm going to stop you there. Some people think there are too many competitions in Europe and that we should be cutting down on them, not adding to them, not expanding.
The Europa Conference League is wank.
Yeah, what he said, Gerhard.
Here at UEFA, we were very chuffed when West Ham won the Europa Conference League and they celebrated like they'd actually won something.
Well, they had won something.
Ian von Fackels has just said it is wank, and yet to the West Ham fans, it was everything. So we want to extend that wank to even smaller clubs.
Okay, fair enough. How does this wank work?
It would be for clubs finishing just above the relegation places in their domestic leagues. It's called the UEFA Precipice League, as the trick is to teeter on the brink without actually ever going over the edge.
Right, won't that encourage teams to drop points as their domestic season draws to an end? It'll be as bad as, you know, the NBA.
We're going to give it a catchy theme tune, like all of the other European competitions.
Oh, do the music for us now.
No, I would rather not.
Do the music.
Yeah, do the music.
Ba 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 ba.
Well, that's just the theme tune to DuckTales.
And we've got Bruno Cheiro involved as an ambassador.
Oh yeah, the old New Zidane.
Yes, he won a Community Shield medal with Liverpool in 2002.
Well, he was a runner-up in the Community Shield with Liverpool in 2002 there, Gerhard.
Same thing. He is an important player in the history of the game, but not that important, which is totally on brand for this new idea.
Okay, but as I say, won't this tempt clubs into throwing matches if they look like they will finish too high in their league to qualify for the Precipice League?
Can you imagine it? Luton Town versus FC Augsburg? Ross County versus Granada? FC Volendam versus Sporting de Charleroi? Yes, please.
We just answer my question, Gerhard Humperdump.
No, it's nothing like DuckTales. Good day to you.
Well, there you have it, Ian. Bloody UEFA. They're at it again.
What's your beef?
Well, if this ever gets off the ground, there's a danger that, teams will deliberately drop points if there's more to be gained from finishing 17th mid-table, isn't there?
Well, yes.
As bad as the MLS.
No, but I think this is a good thing. This is genius. Just, you know, we're all sick of experts. Michael Gove told us that, yeah. And he's right. Just as we're all sick of experts, we're all sick of the middling clubs.
Aren't we sick of the big clubs?
No.
The European Super League.
No, the big clubs are okay. And with the Precipice League, the little clubs are okay again. It's the middle-sized clubs we'll get to hate from now on. And that's brilliant, isn't it?
Mm.
We can tell the Fulhams and the Ross Counties of this world to go and get stuffed.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, well, it's all big and little here on SportsZorn at the moment. Nothing in between, because we're sick of them. Here are some of your texts coming in about going all little. Rick from Cumbria says, I'd go little, but take a cocktail stick with me and become a miniature gladiator. I would wage war on ants and caterpillars and other little creatures, but only ones that were smaller than I was, because I'm a bully at heart. You love to hear it.
Well done,
it.
Rick. Love it.
Sarah in Derby says she'd jump about on a piano like Tom Hanks in the film Big. Although, hang on there, Sarah. Tom Hanks was still big when he went little and he was jumping about on a big piano. So you're going one better there. And actually being little and jumping about on a normal sized piano. I think that's a very good idea. That's good. Size is confusing, isn't it, Ian?
I don't know. No,
well, another text. This one from Martin in New Cross. It's not about the little bigs. It's another one about your parenting skills, Ian, actually. Martin says, Ian shouldn't be allowed kids after he released those two adopted boys into the wild a few years ago when he couldn't cope. It should have been a red flag to social services, that one. Well, that's a controversial opinion there, Martin. Ian does still take them food once or twice a month. Isn't that right, Ian?
No, actually, Anthony, I had to knock that on the head. It was costing me an arm and a leg. But listen, I'd love to chat with those people and tell them exactly why they're all wrong and why they're awful, awful people. But I'm dealing with a bit of an issue here myself. I've spotted six, maybe seven people on the horizon approaching Wes Brown's big town, and it appears they aren't fans of Wes Brown or big towns at all, but they're in fact here to angrily berate me about my day in the life feature. God knows why.
Right.
I can see their banners saying exactly that. They're 100 yards away and gaining.
They're coming towards you, are they? Big writing on those banners to see them 100 yards away.
Big banners for a big town.
You're a wanker, Five Ankles.
Why don't you like your own son?
Well, I'm listening to those opinions, and those opinions can't be wrong. It's a valid point, Ian. Why don't you like your own son, Abel Xavier Five Ankles?
Does everyone have to like their own son? Jesus. You know what he's like, you of all people. The last time you saw him, he got himself stuck in a vending machine.
But he's your son, Ian. I think that's what their point
and
is.
I spend 10 minutes with him every single day.
Why don't you cut down on some of the 5 hours a day you spend with Steve Bold mashing insects into a book or drinking fruit shoots?
3 of the 5 fruit shoots I have every day are with Steve Bold.
Yeah.
You're basically encouraging me to get scurvy, are you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not even taking into account the fact that you want to destroy my friendship with Steve Bold. You know how important he is to me, my Boldy. That's my Boldy. That's my main man.
Yeah.
That man right now has 10 mosquitoes and several woodlice, and they're just hanging about waiting to be documented in his ring binder.
Are they dead yet, or are they just...
Not yet, no. But as soon as I get there, I'll smash him and then stick him in the ring binder. Is nobody thinking about his needs?
Well, look, it doesn't matter if you think you're living your life correctly, Ian. The general public have decided you aren't. And they're the ones whose opinions matter. They're going to deck you if you're not careful. So they're coming towards you, Ian. You've got about 4 minutes to say sorry. Just say sorry.
No, never. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to climb on this big chair.
Yeah, you're running away. You're running away from your problems, Ian. I've seen zombie films. No offence to the people of Warwickshire, but it's not going
to
work.
No offence to the people of Warwickshire. They're top people.
The world-class people. Not world-class.
But Gordon Strachan lives in Warwickshire.
Yep.
And he's not a zombie, so I rest my case.
Ricky Shimaker lives in Warwickshire. Not a zombie. But in the zombie films, when a horde approach, I'm just saying, you've got to make a barrier. That's my thoughts on that. Your best bet. You see those big chairs?
Yeah.
Knock them over in front of them. Create a barrier. like in your Dawn of the Deads of this world, or even Saving Private Ryan on the beach. Yeah? Just put some, like, anti-tank things. How high can you get up to avoid these people?
I can get up pretty high on one of these big, big chairs.
Is there not a tree or something? You can go even higher. Think about your ambitions.
Were
reach
there
higher.
Trees in Teletubbies? No, there weren't. Don't be absurd.
Fair.
You're right, though. I do need a bit more height. I wish I loved my son.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
That would get you out of this situation if you just said you loved your son.
But I'm not going to lie. So why would I lie?
If you did lie, you might survive. They might kill you,
but
Ian.
I'm not going to lie.
You're not going to lie. Fair enough. I tell you what. The statue of Wes Brown. Climb that, Ian. Climb that and make a wish. Make a wish that you could lie, like Pinocchio, about loving your son. And I think that will save your life.
I'm not going to lie about loving my son, but...
No, but you could wish that you could lie.
The Wes Brown and kissing him on the lips to make a wish come true is not bad thinking, I have to admit. I'll give it a bash.
Okay, give it a bash.
Climbing the bronze statue now. It's slippery and cold.
Wow. Just like he was.
He was a slippery, cold player, wasn't he?
Yeah. I don't think there's many more slippery players than him.
I can barely hang on.
Give him a kiss and make a wish. And
I wish Denise's eyes didn't wander in restaurants.
Say you wish you loved your son, Ian.
No, for goodness sake, just say you wish you loved your son. No, I will not do it. Ian Five Ankles lying is not the Ian Five Ankles
way.
Say
you wish you loved your son.
Fuck, now, Joe, wish I had a gun.
What do you mean you wish you had a gun? You're beyond help, Ian. You're getting killed up there by Ian West Brown's big town. One fatality, zero visitors.
Wait. There's someone coming over the horizon. Who is... It's my son. It's Abel Xavier Five Ankles coming over the horizon, and he's holding a paintball gun. My wish has come true.
Wow. Sounds like he's worthy after all, Ian.
Fire it, Abel. He's fired it. He's got them. What a shot. That's my boy. Oh, brilliant. That is unmoved, Anthony. He's shot them right up the bum.
Wishes really
They're
do come true.
They're running away. They're all running away.
Congratulations. Any visitors to Wes Brown's big, big town?
No, they've run away. It's just me up this statue now and Abel Xavier looking at me from the bottom. You know what, Anthony? I think this day forth marks a turning point for me.
Yeah.
This is a new Ian Five Ankles emerging. I vow from this day forward, I am going to spend more than 10 minutes a day with my son. My son, who's called Abel Xavier Five Ankles. Yes. From this day forth, I vow. I just need to make a quick call. Baldy! Yeah, what's up? Listen, Baldy. I can't make it to Insect Inspect today. No, I can't make it. I'm spending some time with my family. You what? You're sticking a what? A snail into the... Well, that's not even an insect. Yeah, that does ramp it up. Yeah, Baldy, yeah, I'm coming. I'll be right there.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, Abel, tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Whatever I said I'd do, I'll do it tomorrow. Baldy's found a snail. Come on.
Okay, the time is 7:58. Let's go to Taj with the news.
I wonder if Denise will ever look at me in restaurants.
For fuck's sake.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
You're sticking a what into a snail?
That twister map must absolutely...
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend. and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.